League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant. Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
It is the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. September 12th of 2023. I'm Paul Gallant. Sean Mapes behind the glass. We got a text. I do think that this text starts off asking good questions before wrapping it up with a dumb one. Funny in football, you can be involved in murder and be put in the Hall of Fame. In basketball, you hospitalized a woman and still have a job. In baseball, the assumption you dated a 16-year-old or strike a woman, you pay a huge fine and suspension. Is it a black thing, asks the texter at the end. Stop. My God. Here's what it is. It's a money thing. O.J. Simpson. He had money. Guess what? He was found innocent. Pretty interesting how Ben Roethlisberger's been able to put some things in his past as well.
Future Jets quarterback.
Eli Manning. Phillip Rivers. Tom Brady would never. Stop with this Tom Brady. My Lord and Savior would never. If he does, my God, that would be very delicious considering the open that we had to today's show laughing at Jets fans. Look, I don't want to go down a deep political rabbit hole here. All I'm saying is, in our legal system, if you have money and good lawyers, you are in great shape. And generally, athletes have the most money and the best lawyers.
And if you're really good, teams will be like, oh, he got cleared.
Exactly.
He's our new starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Exactly. It's one of those things where that's just the way that the world works. I don't think it's a race thing. It is a, you know, you could be a white guy, black guy, Asian guy, whatever guy. And if you have money, you can probably get away with doing stuff that is frowned upon and remain in the world of sports. And then we just continue on and act like nothing has ever happened. It's why I think it's important to consistently bring up, like, Deshaun Watson, massive POS. Perv. Harasser. No remorse. Because people expect you to just forget about it. And just because you're found innocent in a criminal court of law where, I mean, we're not talking more probable than not, like in civil court. We're talking like absolutely know that it happened. 99% proof. It's why people that like cape for guys who are found not guilty, keyword not guilty, in court, it's why they're the worst. Anyway, I don't want to get y'all down on the American legal system. Instead, let's talk about Dusty Baker, who we love. Although, maybe Dusty Baker's the reason that the Astros lost last night, because I know a lot of you people are always just looking for things to blame Dusty Baker for. Honestly, I think what we're going to do, and I can't really do it today because the Astros lost to the A's. I think I'm going to try to find a way to make a Dusty Baker for Manager of the Year campaign. I'm going to be the one who does it. I'm going to be the charge into the vanguard. The number one guy of the Houston Astros bandwagon. I mean, I'm constantly the one that's like getting you people to like relax and stop getting worked up about stuff. It's always me. Even though I don't know anything about baseball, allegedly. But Dusty Baker did say this before the Astros season opener against the series opener against the A's. Quote, "For us, the stakes are high. For them, their pride is high." Now, he was right, because they did show a little bit of pride last night.
That's almost like a fortune cookie. Mm-hmm. like for us, it means a lot. For mm-hmm. them, they have a lot of pride.
A lot of pride.
Do never underestimate a man with a lot of pride. Dusty Baker.
He tells us new things every single day.
A lot of pride and nothing to lose. Most dangerous baseball team well, not the most dangerous baseball, a very dangerous baseball team if you're playing at Minute Maid Park.
Yeah.
And you're not the Astros.
Yes. Important caveats there. Dusty Baker on Friday was asked about his relationship with Chaz McCormick. And we cut this answer up into two parts. At the beginning, I know a lot of the people that don't like Chandler Rome are going to love this. At the beginning of it, Dusty Baker suggested that maybe there is some sort of agenda or axe to grind when it comes to the supposed bad relationship that he has with Chaz McCormick.
But I got clarity on one thing. Now, as far as me not liking Chaz, I don't understand where that's coming from at all. And it's cause kind of a storm out there, which is unnecessary, totally unnecessary. And it seems like, you know, if somebody got something against me, they ought to just be used against me and not use my players against me. I mean, that is so wrong.
It's so wrong. And, I mean, you hear him there. He's getting pissed about this. That's probably about as pissed as you'll ever hear Dusty Baker in front of a microphone. And he had the toothpick in. Looked like a badass. I really want to know where, and obviously Chandler Rome's never going to reveal this, but I do want to know who the sources were, like what part of the Astros operation they're in, that believe that one of the reasons that Chaz McCormick hasn't played as much as people would like this season is related to weight. And the thing is, with this article, and I brought it up when we first talked about it, the thing is, with this story, had this been released earlier in the year when Chaz actually wasn't playing as much, instead just getting like his general rest day about once a week, I think there would have been maybe a little more teeth to this. But right now, I kind of get why Dusty's pushing back like this. But leave it to Dusty to somehow turn this into a funny and jovial moment, because he just went on a tangent about pudding, which I loved.
As far as his weight is concerned, if I had something against him at his weight, you can ask him. I wouldn't bring banana pudding once a week. I stop by, this is it, I get him banana pudding. I go to L.A., New York. I bring him banana pudding. So if I was concerned about a guy's weight, I would not bring him banana pudding, or maybe I help contribute to that. But I take care of my guys, and I appreciate if people will stop trying to help me manage, because I think I know what I'm doing.
Oh, he even got in that at the end! Boom! Dusty Baker, manager of the year. I kind of want to go with it just because it'll make a lot of people mad. And I like Dusty. I truly like Dusty. I feel like we should all be on the same page here. There's a lot of people out there that like to question Dusty Baker's lineup every single day. They say he can't be back next year, blah, 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 blah. Can we wait to say that until maybe there's something catastrophic that happens in the playoffs? Because he did well in the playoffs last year. And we're acting like the regular season is the same as the playoffs. Whoa, I thought it was a marathon, not a sprint. All you baseball people that get mad at me for overreacting to one game. I'm annoyed that they lost 4-0 to the A's last night. I have high standards for them. We all should be annoyed that they lost to the A's. The A's suck. They're poor. What's his face? That was the starting pitcher. I forget his name.
Miller.
Miller at least throws 100. Waldichuk. Waldorf. Astoria. Whatever this guy's name is. Six innings of no-hit ball when you've hit him before. But to bring it back here, I like Dusty. I love that he got that little jab in at the end. And now I want to talk about pudding, because I got to say, banana pudding sucks.
Whoa!
It sucks.
Nah.
Butterscotch pudding is where it's at. Butterscotch pudding is the best. It is.
Such a Paul take.
How is that a Paul take? Butterscotch pudding is the best.
Hey, this thing that everyone loves, that's actually bad.
Growing up, I had butterscotch pudding all the time. And I mean, banana pudding is probably healthier, I would think, than butterscotch pudding.
Can't imagine either of them are awesome.
Yeah, if you're getting the Jell-O brand, I mean,
I can't imagine
if these are Jell-O
Homer
snack packs.
It's they still both have the word pudding in them. I guess one has a fruit.
It's funny seeing the response to this because no one's responding to my hot pudding take.
Really?
No.
They're responding to Dusty Baker Manager of the Year.
No, they're all like everyone hates Chandler. They just hate Chandler Rome. I think Chandler does a really good job. We all wanted to know why Dusty was not playing Chaz McCormick as much. And this article is just a little bit late, but he seemed to get something out of it. I'm sure he was looking for it for a while. Attack from the 409. Chandler Rome is the biggest D-bag in the media industry. He spreads trash as much as he can for clicks. He's a sniveling little bee. Like, that's over the line, yo. We all want to know what that is. And guess what? Like, the clicks, the ratings thing. Yeah, that's our job. I've said this before. That is our effing job, people. Oh, wait, what? Can we be boring?
Give us articles we don't want to read, please.
Yeah. Some more comments here. I think Dusty was just trying to see if Jake Myers would be something. He took it longer than we wanted him to realize Jake Myers sucks. Not just last year, but this year too. Yes. Yes. But hey, he defends his guys. Eric the Driver says, F you, Paul. Banana pudding is the best of all puddings. I'm sorry, butterscotch pudding is better.
Thank you, Eric the Driver.
It is better. Fishing with Danny is also saying, I can't read that. I can't read that. That's pretty funny, though. HRW underscore S1W says, your mom lied, Paul. There's no such thing as butterscotch pudding. You were eating banana pudding. Yeah, whatever. Is creme brulee pudding? It's kind of pudding, right? Because it's custard. And custard pudding, is there a difference? You know what's fun to make homemade? Creme brulee. Got a broiler in your oven? It's possible. What? Sean, this is the Cooking with Paul show.
That was in your ear, but now I'll say it over the air. Go to break.
Coming up next, tell you why we're going to power rank our top puddings, even though I only know banana and butterscotch. Okay? That's what's coming up next. Nope, just kidding. Coming up next, college football six-pack. Six stories from the college football weekend we didn't talk about yesterday. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, home of the Norwegian Blue.
A remarkable bird, the Norwegian Blue, isn't it? Beautiful plumage.
When you're in the first ever Toyota Grand Highlander, every moment's grander.
And crack open a college football six-pack.
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody!
With Paul Gallant.
Let's do it.
We didn't talk about Texas A&M much yesterday. We were happy for all the UT fans out there. But now we turn our attention to Texas A&M and their 48-33 debacle of a loss in Miami. And look, maybe Miami is back, much like Texas is back. But I think the biggest indictment in this game isn't even the offense by Texas A&M. They did at the very least score 33 points. It's that the defense couldn't stop Tyler Van Dyke. It's that they've got this great defensive front, and they have, what, two sacks all game long? Like, where's the pressure? Don't you have, like, some of the greatest recruits ever on the defensive line, allegedly? I don't know. I thought that was the case. After the game, leave it to Jimbo Fisher to pull out an excuse that I don't think people are going to appreciate too much.
Yeah, the ball they clapped. They simulated our snap count, and our guys heard the clap, and they snapped the ball. We had a whole play, like a goal line play, and what happened, the ball got snapped early because they simulated the snap count and clapped their hands, and Sarah snapped the ball.
Don't you love how quickly he speaks? Also, don't you love how not quick he is on his feet here? Just talking about something that is the reason that they lost by, what, 16 points? Two touchdowns and two-point conversions? Jimbo Fisher, speaking fast. It's something that this show truly appreciates. Sean, do we have a faster version of Jimbo Fisher? Auctioneer on the side, head coach for Texas A&M as his primary job?
Yeah, the ball just, they clapped. They simulated our snap count, and our guys heard the clap, and they snapped the ball. We had a whole play, like a goal line play, and what happened, the ball got snapped early because they simulated a snap count, slapped their hands, and snapped the ball.
I love that. Hey, here's what happened. Well, we were in Miami. Miami's hot. There's a lot of humidity out there. And, you know, they're stimulating the snap count. And when the snap count gets stimulated, it makes it hard for your offense to move. And then on top of that, you're tired because it's hot and it's humid and it's hot and it's not warm. Or it's not warm. It's hot. It's hot. It's hot out there. And our boys were tired out there because we were on the road in the humidity. It's not the heat. It's the humidity. That's what gets you. Texas, meanwhile, is back. But not in the eyes of one voter. Did you see that Chuck Landon of the Charleston Gazette Mail had Alabama ranked 7th and Texas at 10 after what we saw on Saturday night? I like that these voters, their votes are held publicly. He must have been on vacation that week and sent it in ahead of time. Like, there's no explanation. You can't have Alabama ahead of Texas after they lose at home by 10 to Texas.
I would love to know, like, because some of these writers, like, yeah, like you said, they obviously, like, didn't watch or whatever. I would love for them to have to, like, give a State of the Union and be like, defend themselves.
I'm with,
like,
you, Sean.
Like, what is going on? Just even for this guy to be like, yes, I turned in my ballot because I am currently in Antigua right now.
Yeah.
And we don't have ESPN out here, so.
It's a bad look. It really is. And you're right, we should have press conferences for some of these guys over the course of the year. We did hear from Quinn Ewers after the game. He was asked by Holly Rowe, who is a fantastic reporter, about something that people say from time to time. He did not fall for the trap.
You know, the whole world, the whole media, everybody's going to say something about Texas after this game. What should it be?
Nothing. We still got a lot of games to win. We're still going to roll though.
Thank you so much.
God bless. Let's go.
Look.
She tried to get him. She tried to get him. He's too smart for that.
He's got the focus. He's not. What did you call it yesterday, Sean? The rat poison?
Oh, yeah. That's stolen from Nick Saban.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, other Texas quarterbacks in the past, I won't name names, would have maybe fallen for the trap there. But not old Quinn Ewers.
Not old Quinn Ewers?
No. He's got it.
Also,
he's got the playbook down, Pat. No one would say that they're back.
Was it Xavier Worthy who said, we're not focused on beating Alabama?
Yeah. We're focused on winning championships.
Damn.
Plural. I was like, oh, Big 12 and national? I don't know.
The focus is there. And
they're saying the right thing.
You're still allowed to puff your chest out. Sean, puff it out. Yeah, he's wearing a Texas shirt again today.
It's hard to puff it out and still be near the mic, but yeah.
That's why you wear Ledium shirts.
It has nothing to do with my shirt. It was just that the mic was too low. Okay. I slouch, and then when I puff it out, I'm not used to puffing it out. I'm used to slouching, because that's what a decade of Texas football has done to me.
Mel Tucker, head coach of Michigan State, suspended without pay. He denied the allegations against him in a statement late last night. What happened, allegedly, is that he sexually harassed Brenda Tracy, a sexual assault awareness speaker. He believes they developed an intimate adult relationship and that they were having conversations over the phone of that nature. She says otherwise. This is very messy. It's going to be hard for either side to prove, I think, what actually has gone down. But it does seem like Mel Tucker, with that massive contract he got from Michigan State, has coached his last game for the Spartans. We'll see. I wish I had more on this one, because I could theoretically see both sides of this. Again, I don't know what happened. So there you go. Lame, non-take, fence riding by Paul Gallant.
Yeah, come on, have a take. Have a take about this very complicated issue that no one knows the actual, or, you know, three people maybe know the actual truth of.
But truly, Sean, we do need to do a little bit more of waiting and seeing from time to time.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Like, with Kevin Porter Jr., the difference is there is a massive list of things that he has done. It is more probable than not that this is, just given his history, something that he effed up on, you know? Where with this, different. Anyway, we'll see. Continuing our college football six-pack. So, Colorado won again. Deion Sanders talking that ish again. I can't believe what they are now using as motivational material. Shador Sanders claimed that Nebraska head coach Matt Rhule said a lot of things about Colorado. I'm sorry. They're reaching here. If this is what it takes to motivate themselves, great. But Matt Rhule said that he was annoyed, or basically implied that, like, hey, some people are excited for the transfer portal window to open on Saturday, which is what Colorado wanted to essentially win through. He said, I can't wait to coach my guys. That does not qualify as a shot at Colorado. It does not. So, shout out to Shador Sanders doing whatever it takes to motivate himself. And same thing with Deion Sanders. But this is very much like the Chiefs and Bengals weird, like, trash talk off that they had leading up to that game.
And Burrowhead, yeah. Yeah. I there's also some classic college football, like, they stepped on our logo, like, they made a point to, like, walk all over our logo stuff that went on too. And then Matt Rhule said it was like a team prayer thing, and then there's video of it and no one prayed in the video. Oh. So there's a lot going on between I understand that in, like, the 90s this was a great rivalry. This is now just kind of a funny rivalry because it's Colorado football and Nebraska football.
It's not a rivalry. It's just not.
Well, no, they hate each other. It's not right. Nationally, no one cares. But they can hate each other all they want.
But right now, I mean, Nebraska...
It is funny that Colorado's good before Nebraska is good.
It's incredible. And again, I mean, it's Deion Sanders, so... This is something that you should have expected to happen, more likely to happen. But Nebraska, as far as Power 5 former programs go, Nebraska used to be something. And it's pretty sad how bad they've been for all of this time, given where they used to be. Anyway, continuing our college football six-pack. Did you see what Dana Holgorsen had to say after the Cougs lost to Rice and blew the Bayou bucket? This is what he had to say after the game.
Congratulations to Rice. I sensed it Wednesday that it meant more to them than it did to us. I tried to get our guys' attention Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, today. First half is just unacceptable. Unacceptable. Played terrible. You know, we scored... And then we got that pick, so it gave us a little bit of momentum going into halftime, which our kids responded in halftime, and I'm proud of them. You know, to go out there, to come back from 28 points, to go up 35-28, get it into overtime. How we didn't have the will to win in overtime, I cannot explain. After coming back from 28 points down, going up 35-28, and not being able to finish that really, really hurts me.
So, I understand Dana's frustration, but a lack of attention during a week is entirely a reflection of the coach. And I get it. Like, Rice versus UH in football, it's very one-sided. Because Rice is not a sports school. It is a nerd school. It's where the smart people in our city go to school. No offense to the UH people. Rice is, like, one of the best schools in the country. So there's obviously some limitations as far as who they can bring in. But, I mean, that's a reflection of Dana. And I think it's a lame excuse to say, like, oh, I just could tell during the week that they weren't ready for the game. Well, I mean, if you could tell during the week, then do something about it.
Yeah, you had time to, you know, fix it. You know,
you had plenty of time.
I mean, I guess there is a certain point where you can only do what he can. But if he's preaching, hey, guys, take this seriously, and U of H comes out and goes down 4 touchdowns to start the game, that's kind of on him for not being able to connect with his team, to get his team to buy into that message. It's bad. You know what? Bad stuff all around when you lose to Rice when you're U of H.
That's true. We have one last story, and I just found this. This is very funny. I had no idea that this happened. Did you see what Oklahoma did on Saturday?
someone who was on their sideline?
Oh, yes.
Okay, yes.
Oklahoma offensive coordinator Jeff Lebby apologized Monday after his father-in-law disgraced. This is what the ESPN write-up says.
Wait, his father? He has to apologize for bringing family to the game? Who did he bring?
Disgraced former Baylor coach Art Briles seen on the field with Lebby. That's pretty funny that you can't be seen in public with your father-in-law because he's an absolute POS.
Yes.
He's running like an absolute criminal program at Baylor.
Jeff Lebby was on the Baylor staff at the time and, again, eventually married
Why hasn't he divorced Art Briles' daughter yet? How can you be associated with that family?
What a tough situation for Jeff Lebby. I know this is not important, but a tough situation where he has, like, I have to apologize for bringing my wife's father to the game.
Yeah. Gotta kick him out.
Or I either lose my job or apologize.
It's crazy. I feel bad for him. Probably don't have him on the field.
Jeff Lebby was also one of Art Briles' most vocal supporters as he was getting ousted.
But
so,
that's family.
Hashtag family.
Again, yeah, he's kind of in a rock and a hard place. Like, is my wife going to get mad at me or am I going to get fired?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, anyway, guys, there you go. That's your college football six-pack.
Fun way to end it.
I do feel bad for him. Like, what are you supposed to do? Punch your father-in-law publicly? I disavow of you, but I love your daughter. But disavowed! Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The Astros lost last night. Plus, what are the alternative quarterback options for the New York Jets now that Aaron Rodgers is done for the year with an Achilles injury? Stick around.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. We control the spice.
The spice extends life. The spice expands consciousness.
3-2-1 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total Tea. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text ROCKY to 3-2-1-3-2-1. That's Rocky to 3-2-1-3-2-1.
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here is your ambiguously gay host, Paul Gallant.
Astros lost 4-0. Rangers won. They've actually won 3 in a row. They're 2 games back in the AL West of the Astros. The Mariners, meanwhile, lost again, 3-8, since they put on the Run DMC outfits. If you have any thoughts on the Astros' loss yesterday, 4-0, 713-780-3776. Depressing that they can't have the same level of offense that they did on Sunday against the Padres against the A's. But you know what? Bleep happens. That's really the main takeaway you should have. It's just annoying. It's the A's. They're a broke-ass franchise that's doing that opener stuff. That's for pores. Guys, don't you like free stuff? Don't you want to see your beloved Cougs enter the Big 12? More focused than they were in the battle for the Bayou Bucket. Well, guess what? Guys, you can do it right now because they're taking on the national championship runner-up TCU Horned Frogs on Saturday. And caller number 3 to 713-780-3776, you're getting a pair of tickets to that game. But say you don't get to be caller 3. You can buy a Cougar Paw package. 3 games. You can select TCU as one of those 3 games. The package is just $66. You can't pick Texas in that, but you can pick all these other Big 12 Cougs games on the schedule. Get your tickets today. Go to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS. Anyway, guys, what are the Jets going to do? I troll Jets fans in the first hour of the show, but from the sound of things, at least on Tuesday, September 12th, 2023, the Jets are claiming that they are just going to roll with Zach Wilson. Robert Saleh said Zach Wilson will be the guy. It sure looked like he felt good about Zach Wilson being the guy, that dead stare that he had looking off into nothing. Zach Wilson, meanwhile, says, my heart goes out to Aaron Rodgers. I've got to step up. Well, let's be honest. That's not happening. Hey, Zach Wilson is not stepping up. The Jets' defense is great. They played awesome last night. I think Josh Allen played like a doofus, but I thought that the Jets' defense has the ability to carry them. They've got some great skill players. And Garrett Wilson, who had that awesome catch. Breece Hall had a couple of nice moments. But you got to have a better quarterback. So what do you do here? I saw Jameel Hill throw out the old reliable Colin Kaepernick. Believe it or not, there was interest in the Houston Texans organization in 2017 by some to bring Kaepernick in after Deshaun Watson went down with a torn ACL because they hated their offensive line and they wanted a mobile quarterback. So they were like, we'll take anyone who can move.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because they hated Tom Savage.
No, it wasn't that, no. No.
And they just come off of Brock Osweiler. They're like, God, just give us something. Give us something.
Yeah. Look, you've got Philip Rivers. I mean, he almost played in the Super Bowl last year. That of all the retired ex-quarterbacks, seems like the one that's most possible, given that he almost supposedly returned last year in the Super Bowl.
In a weird way, though, I think it's less, like, he's a little less like it because he was only going to have to come back for one game, have Kyle Shanahan coach him, and really, I don't even know what the plan was going to be, but it was just you have to sign up for a full season of playing football. I'm not sure if Philip Rivers actually wants to do that.
Yeah.
And to be coached by Nathaniel Hackett instead of Kyle Shanahan.
Oh, that's the best part. They're stuck with Nathaniel Hackett. I can't wait.
They're not stuck with them.
Oh, they're stuck.
They feel great about having him.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they love that it's Nathaniel Hackett time.
No, how dare you talk about one of their guys like that.
Hard Knocks standouts, Zach Wilson and Nathaniel Hackett, who, man, must be such a pleasure to play with those guys. Eli Manning?
He was on the Manning cast. Lives in New York. Knows how to navigate the New York media.
That is true. Davis Mills. I saw someone seriously put out there, what if you trade how about the Jets trade a third round pick for Davis Mills? I'm like, no, that's not happening.
Yeah, if I'm the Jets and the Texans are like only a third round pick, we're like, I'd be like, sick, I'll just sign someone else for free.
If I got a 2027 seventh round pick for Davis Mills, I'd be shocked.
Okay, come on.
What?
Someone's going to trade something for him.
Are they?
Carson Wentz got traded for a second round pick like
last year.
Carson
Wentz was almost the MVP once.
But once?
Yes. When has Davis Mills even been a top 25 quarterback?
That one game against the LA Chargers? Was it the Chargers?
Wow.
He had one really good game.
The same Chargers team that just gave up 500 yards passing to Tua Tagovailoa that has notoriously sucked on defense?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, he put up numbers against Brandon Staley.
God, the people that bought into Davis Mills are such dummies. I can't believe people did it. It's like, my God, and I get it. Like, I wasn't here to guide you back into the light and have standards, but Jesus, some of you people.
Things got dark during the
no,
Cully
things got dumb,
Lovey,
Sean.
Lovey
they
Smith.
Got dumb. It was idiocracy, and I get it. Like the greatest football mind in Houston, other than Lance Erline, me. What? I've seen the light. I've seen the book of Tom Brady. People are saying Tom Brady to the Jets. That will never happen.
Oh, I mean,
that would never.
He's
happen.
The best available. That's all I'm saying.
He would never.
He looked good. He looked good this week.
Listen, there is the people
says
that
he misses playing.
The people that work for the Patriots, and that have worked for the Patriots. We're talking Bill Parcells. We're talking Bill Belichick. We're talking all sorts of people. Just ask them how they feel about the Jets and Woody Johnson with his stupid-ass bling that he was wearing last night. What a dork.
It's
everyone
tough.
Thinks the Jets are such a joke that's actually in football circles. No matter if Robert Saleh is a decent coach and no matter if who's their GM now? Joe Douglas?
Joe Douglas.
Yeah, people like Joe Douglas. The guy running the show is an idiot.
It's really tough to be Woody Johnson and to have the chain that says Woody on it, and then they show your press box like 15 times during the game because Aaron Rodgers just tore his Achilles and your season's over. Mm-hmm. Like, that's tough to be like kind of looking like a doofus and when something that bad happens.
Sean, this guy was the ambassador to England. How are we not at war with England? Like, he seems exactly like the kind of guy who would have started a war with England.
Just he's like meeting the queen. Yeah, he stands up and spills farts. Tea on her or yeah, something. Like, he's Mr. Magoo.
Yeah, just rips ass in her face. Like, I'm sorry, he's a bozo. He's just a bozo of an owner. And I get it. Oh, he runs the Johnson Company. Oh yeah, the vaccine that no one wanted. Congratulations, you had the crappy vaccine during the pandemic, and you weren't able to get tons of money. Good for you. Yeah. Someone's texting in like, oh, Parcells was the coach of the Jets. Go watch the Belichick Parcells documentary. And it's funny just watching them like giggle about the Jets because they're just a joke organization. Brady would never go there.
You know who has a connection with Nathaniel Hackett?
Who's that?
Free agent quarterback, Blake Bortles.
Bortles! F yeah, dude.
Time for some Bortles service.
Oh, NYC. I want that. Yeah, Bortles service? Hell yeah, dude. Ben Roethlisberger?
Ben Roethlisberger's ready to play. I'll say that. He's ready. Just call him.
Could
he wants
Ben Roethlisberger
play.
Give you more than Zach Wilson? Because we're legitimately saying, like, can he throw more than 2 yards downfield? Remember Roethlisberger's last game where he threw, like, 50 passes for 100 yards?
He's had a lot of arm rest since
That's
then.
True.
He hasn't been.
Although he's been blocking been a lot it. Of people on Twitter still, so.
Well, you know, old habits die hard. And luckily, that's the only old habit that he has that's still around.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know.
Terry Bradshaw.
Zach Wilson or Ben Roethlisberger is such a hard question. I actually don't know the answer to it.
I think Terry Bradshaw is the way to go. There would be.
I don't want to put Terry Bradshaw through that offensive line. You saw that offensive line.
I don't, but I also Terry Bradshaw back at the NFL would be fun. I love Terry Bradshaw. I think he's hilarious.
He's like an 80-year-old man.
Yeah. Is he better than Zach Wilson?
He's back in the NFL. He's on Fox every Sunday.
I'm just asking the question.
Drew Brees?
Drew Brees
on his tippy toes, thrown behind.
Well, yeah, he's probably going to get hurt too. But...
thrown behind Dwayne Brown? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Anyway, Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 to call in and to text in. Oh, boy, guys. A gambling website, not mybookie.ag, they're cool, did something really dumb yesterday. We'll talk about some of the other insufferable moments that went down a day after a day we will never forget. Paul Gallant Show.
ESPN 97.5.com. We keep getting away with it.
I want the ball! Give me the ball!
At 975hair.com.
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's your host, former Shorecrest Preparatory All-District Safety, Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Just had a nice little exchange with Vador in the DMs. He stands by what he says. Unlike some of those guys who deleted their tweets. The KPJ army of supporters. The thing I can't get past, okay, obviously the stuff that he's done a lot shows poor judgment, perhaps poor character. But the thing I can't get past is just how many people think he's so good. That is where I get confused. And that's where I kind of generalize the people who follow the Rockets online, Sean. There's just a lot of them who think everybody on the team is good. No, they're not.
I can't get over the fact that everyone had, like, all those guys in reaction to this had to include in their tweet how much they believed in Kevin Porter Jr. and how
correct
it's that's what makes them sad is how much they were rooting for Kevin Porter Jr. to turn his life around. And they give a lot of them gave just kind of a courtesy, like, by the way, hope the victim's okay. But man, I've never loved a basketball player the way I've loved Kevin Porter Jr. It's like, guys, come on. Like, don't I can't tell you how to feel. You can feel that. I can
right.
look down on you for feeling like that, but you can feel like that. Just don't tweet it. Just don't tweet it.
Keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself. It's crazy. It's crazy they don't know that.
Much like you don't wear the Run DMC jersey, or excuse me, get up, because it's going to get, thrown in your face if you fall. These are the kind of things where if you don't know all the facts, even if you were rooting for the guy, Just don't. It's not gonna necessarily end well for you.
It's not worth it. Dude.
Right.
No,
exactly.
No, like, what's the upside to be like, man, I was really pulling for Kevin Porter Jr. Man, it sucks.
The good thing for them is that, like, generally they're online just talking about things that they like about the Houston Rockets. Where for me, like, I'm screwed if I put something like that up. Like that's bam, yeah. Bam, bam, bam.
You have
bam.
An actual job that would suspend you.
Well, I'm not saying it like that. Like, again, these guys are very passionate and they actually watch every single game, which I, with the Rockets right now.
Oh, yeah. You mean that you'd never be like, I believed in them.
No.
You'd just be like,
I don't believe in anybody except for Tom Brady. And even that, like, if he were to join the Jets, like, as some people are suggesting on the text line, I would probably self-immolate on the air for ratings.
I saw some Photoshops that he looked good in the jersey.
No, he doesn't. The Jets uniforms are terrible. The ones they wore last night are nice. They should have those full time. I don't understand why they've got this, like, weird, like, their logo's up football. What are you doing? You're the Jets. This doesn't make any sense.
Jets are real things. Just have a jet.
They're such a stupid organization. Anyway, sorry. I don't want to keep going with this. It's time for a little garbage time.
I'm only happy when it's garbage. And then I start eating garbage.
If there's one guy up here who knows about total garbage.
Garbage.
It's this guy. It's garbage time with Paul Gallant. Let's go.
Let's go.
So, FanDuel did something yesterday and wasn't a great idea. FanDuel had a hashtag never forget parlay that I believe included the Mets, Yankees, and Jets winning. And they advertised it online, and they got absolutely dunked on for it. Again, common sense. Common sense. It's one thing to be like a Twitter account I saw who said that the Mariners were cost a World Series in 2001 by 9/11. Like, that might have been done sarcastically. This was done earnestly. Hashtag never forget parlay.
Like, it was on the website.
Yes.
Like, it was one of the, like, banner thing that they want you to click on.
Yes.
It wasn't like an influencer putting it out there. It wasn't Dave Portnoy putting it out there.
No.
It was an actual company.
It was a company saying, like, hey, you want to get in on this? It's crazy, Sean.
I was talking about this and watching the Monday Night Football game with Brian McDonald, and he mentioned, like, when I told him about that, he was like, that's real. Oh, I own DraftKings stock or FanDuel stock or whatever it was. I was like, that's such a
going down.
Such a funny thing to
what
say.
What a random comment. Man, you're not even thinking about, like, instead of saying too soon, like, oh, my stock. Yeah. Damn, Brian.
He's really no different than all the Rocket social media people.
Wow. Damn.
If you think about it.
Same thing. Someone tweeted this out yesterday at Club Chalamet. So it's a Stan account for Timothy
Chalamet. Yeah.
In July 2001, I turned down a job opportunity that was located on the 102nd floor of the World Trade Center. Although the money was exceptional, the job was going to steer me in a financial direction that I didn't want. Also, my gut instinct, hang on. So you thought it was better to become a Twitter account with 1,800 followers that stands Timothy Shamalamalama. Okay. Also, my gut instinct was on high alert to the point that I felt something was terribly wrong about this opportunity. I declined the job, and I've never done anything like that in my life before or after. Always trust your gut. It's the universe trying to tell you something. Hashtag 9/11 never forget. Hashtag NYC. And then a picture of the World Trade Centers. So this is basically like a person in their 40s. That has a Timothy Shamalamalama ding dong Twitter account. But trust your gut.
Trust your gut. She knew that 9/11 was going to happen.
Don't take the 7-figure job and don't call the FBI. Instead, create a Timothy Shamalamalama account. Yes. He's, what is he, like 20? Kind of weird. Anyway, that's going to wrap up today's Paul Gallant Show. Big thanks to Sean Apes behind the glass, our callers, our texters, and our tweeters. Coming up next, it is Josh Beard and The Who. So long, farewell, and have yourselves a wonderful Tuesday. Peace!
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. Oh. It's you people.
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people?
Huh?
Hey, guys, brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.